The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, back to Answers for Elders Radio on this very special Thanksgiving program. And we have our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements with us. And Daphne, welcome back. I'm really excited to talk about gratitude this hour.
It is the season, for sure. And I'm excited to talk about some real practical ways to be able to show gratitude. I know some of our listeners may have caregivers that are coming into their homes to help them, or maybe you live in a community of care and you have caregivers that are helping you with, you know, your daily activities of life. Maybe it's a loved one that comes, a son, a daughter, a nephew, a friend, you know, somebody you've known for a long time. How can we show those people our gratitude, you know, because the caregivers that are in our world, the caregivers that are in our life personally or that are supporting a loved one of yours are, as you know, I'm singing to the choir, are invaluable. They're angels. And they're people that are called to give of themselves all the time. And so now maybe, and certainly not just in November and Thanksgiving time, but maybe throughout the whole year, consciously think about once a month to be able to do something nice for those caregivers that are in your life. And that can be something as simple as leaving a note. To leave a note. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're the daughter or the son that, you know, doesn't come into the home all the time, and you're seeing, you know, mom once a week or once every 2 weeks or something. But just to leave an envelope with a note and put their name on it and, you know, put it where they do the charting, you know, as they leave notes for you, put it in there and surprise them. It doesn't have to have anything in there except for your words of gratitude. A simple, sincere thank you. And I know for me that would just go miles. And remember, these people are selfless people who give of themselves all the time. I mean, to recognize that,
they
wouldn't it be wonderful? Simple
and
way to
you
do
think
that.
About all the extra ways right now they are challenged because they're having to come up with new ways of doing things every day. And oftentimes, when I think about those caregivers, let's just say if they're in some sort of a skilled care community, such as maybe a memory care or something like that, they're dealing with seniors who have Alzheimer's or dementia or, you know, mobility issues, extra situations, you know, even too much of somebody needs a new pair, you know, pair of pants or clothes or anything like that. They're having to figure it out and network with your family and in a very unique way. And certainly, I know many of them are putting their own lives, you know, on hold, not going to hair salons, not going anywhere where a lot of us other people have actually done that because they want to make sure that they are so careful about, you know, that they're taking care of their you know, the people that they're dealing with every day.
That's
very, very honorable and certainly something to be acknowledging them for sure.
I want to go over some other ideas that you could, I mean, just, and as I hope I'm going to spur some ideas for you, our listeners. So, that's a great one. But maybe it's something of sending flowers delivered to someone's home. You know, just something special, something unique. I mean, sometimes we can, there's gift basket companies out there that can put together a gift basket, a spa basket, a chocolate basket, a, you know, tea and cookie basket, things that are just out of the blue. And we're, I know for me, I'm trying to be so practical all the time right now. A little frivolity might be just what some people need. And it's just a way to saying thank you. Or, you know, right now we can't go out to dinner all the time, but maybe you can give a gift certificate to having a dinner delivered, you know, or giving a gift certificate. Or maybe it's somebody that has been caring, you know, somebody in your family, that they're the primary caregiver or they're the ones who give the professional caregiver respite. They do it on the weekends. Maybe another sibling says, hey, I got this weekend. I carved out time. My kids are taken care of. You and your husband stay home. Do something that you want to do. It's my turn.
I love that.
That would be music to my ears.
Yes. And here's the other thing we have some wonderful local wineries here, and I know most of the wineries are putting together a little, you know, send a bottle of wine and a little, you know, gift pack of some sort. What a great way. They will do the shipping. They will send it out. All you have to do is order it. And that's another way. And it's something that you may not buy for yourself. You may not go wine tasting, or you may not do something like that. But you can also do things. I have a friend that said, you know, Suzanne, I want to spend some time with you. But, you know, I know that you and I both love to travel, and we're not doing that. But, you know, did you know that there's some virtual travel tours that we could do together? And I'm going, like, would that be fun or what? To go visit Scotland or Egypt. And do this all virtually and share these experiences together, I think that's powerful. And it's something that you could engage with a family caregiver that may be dying for some adult conversation or, you know, opportunities. And certainly, you know, this is where it's time where we can start to get creative and, you know, spend the time together to learn or to grow or to, you know, build a stronger foundation within our own relationships.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The caregivers that are in our lives are so instrumental. You know, things to recognize would be promptness, always being on their shift, always being there with a smile. I mean, these are things that we can be grateful for, that during this time of gratitude and focusing on that, maybe recognizing that in someone else and saying it out loud might spur, you know, smile number 22 that day instead of, you know, just 20 smiles a day.
Yes.
Or maybe it will spur in us the focus of being able to say, you know what, I'm going to make sure that I'm smiling with my eyes. My mouth is covered up with my mask, but I'm going to really learn how to twinkle with my eyes. Or maybe it's say out loud, hi. You know, hello, good to see you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
We say
yes.
things, but we don't say them. So it's all about intentionality right now, of really thinking in terms of gratitude so that we can get our cup of life full, so that we can get our thoughts off of the things that we are thinking we don't have, but to recognize what we do have. It's an abundant life that we still live, even amongst COVID, even amongst, you know, having separation.
I was going to say, you're such a powerful resource for our families, because right now families are frustrated. They're, you know, they're fearful. They're, you know, they don't know what lies around the next corner. There's a lot of uncertainty in the world. And yet, you know, the health progression of a senior continues, no matter what's going on in the world. So, you know, as the condition expands or evolves of a loved one, certainly families are having dialogue, but they don't even know where to start. And I know for you, I'm so grateful to have you on our team, on our expert team, because you are certainly somebody that I send to all the time, send our people to all the time, because you've been so amazing. And I know that you've just helped a family in Spokane not too long ago. So you do reach throughout the state of Washington.
I do. And, you know, it's every story is unique, and it's my pleasure to be able to help people. The greatest gift that I get is when people say, oh, my goodness, I think things are going to be okay, because they always will. I help people that are in a hard situation many times, or even a crisis situation. It's that people don't know which way to turn. They don't know who to trust. No. And so I am honored to be able to help people. But I have to say, I'm bold to say 100% of the time throughout the years of doing this job, people have a solution. They get a solution. Yes. They have a way to feeling like life is going to continue. And so that, you know, I really, for all of our listeners, if it's not for you, if you think of someone else that is in a situation that just needs help, or they appear to not need help. Let's talk about this. You know, the the family that just seems to have it all together. Oh, I'm not going to tell them, you know, Sue and John know exactly how to help their mom and dad. Well, mm-hmm. Sue and John might not know exactly how to help their mom and dad.
Exactly.
Because it's a new territory. They may be just, you know, on top of everything, organized, no hiccups in their life, in quotes, I'm saying that.
Right.
But this is a new area. When people embark on finding care and housing for their parents, they've never done it before most often. Or they hear stories
right.
from someone else. Or they go to the internet and they say, you know, I'm gonna click on this. They say I can get some names of communities. Mm-hmm. But maybe they haven't been introduced to exactly the right form of care and housing. And that's where Pinnacle
right.
can really help people.
Right.
Yes, just about anybody can do their own research, but is it going to be the right piece so that mom or dad doesn't have to move multiple times? Is it going to
right.
really pay attention to the things that are of highest value to your loved one or highest value to your family? It's a
right.
daunting proposition to be making these kinds of decisions, or to be able to talk to mom and dad with the elephant in the room, the subject we don't talk about.
Right.
That's
well,
a role I play
like
a lot.
Right. I was going to say, that's where you are really so important to families, because there's that dynamic in a family that will never change. Even though we think it's like, I hear, you know, things are going to change, or think I have to go in and intercede with my parents. And it's like, you know what? That dynamic is sacred, and you need to let the people that know what they're doing, like you, do your job
mm-hmm.
and help to make those changes easier. So Daphne, let's talk a little bit about changes and how we're, doing things different in the next segment. In the meantime, how do we reach you?
855-734-1500 is my phone number. Again, that's 855-734-1500, and my website is at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
We will be right back, and we're going to talk more about how we're being full of gratitude on the next segment.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.